Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
All right, let's get down to the Friday funk. Oh, yeah. It's the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 27th of March, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Yeah. Well, a British engineering company is basically telling Facebook, "Zuck you, Facebook." They are suing Facebook with claims that the social network stole its technique for building data centers and, perhaps worse, is encouraging others to do the same through the Open Compute Project. Blade Room is the people suing Facebook, says it contacted Facebook way back in 2001 about using its technique. Not a whole lot is known about BRG's lawsuit, as everything's been kind of kept quiet since 2011, but it is claiming Facebook ended up stealing its ideas and using them to build a part of a data center over in Sweden. A lot of tech news coming out of the UK today. Now we're turning our focus to YouTube. Get ready to start seeing age ratings for UK music videos appearing very soon on YouTube and Vevo. You might remember last summer, the UK government said it was working with the British Board of Film Classification, better known as the BBFC, to help bring the ratings to music videos. This new scheme is intended to help parents protect their children from some of the graphic content in the online music videos by grading them in such a way that movies and video games are. This is going to be based on the amount of sex, drugs, and rock and roll that's in the thing. Oh yeah! So far, the BBFC has classified 84 music videos, and those ratings are integrated into Vevo's player overlay. But they're only going to be advisory, so it's still up to the guardians to protect the kids. All right, well, we all think that pretty much the iPhone 5C probably wasn't going to be coming back. We thought, nah, that they've had their little fun with it, and that'll be that. Well, apparently, as Apple fanboys, we couldn't be so wrong. Apple is reportedly planning to release another 4-inch iPhone model, calling it the iPhone C6, or the iPhone 6C, one or the other. That's going to be the one replacing the iPhone C it currently has, and it's targeted in the second half of 2015 for the launch, right along the side of the iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus. Sources coming out of Apple, and they want to remain anonymous, I couldn't imagine why, job security maybe, yeah. They're saying Apple wants to do this so they can tap emerging markets. So yes indeed, boys and girls, looks like the plastic is gonna stay for a while. Oh, we've known that Twitter and Meerkat, they don't like each other. They just don't. It has been a back and forth, hasn't it, over the last week? But finally, Twitter has got their answer to Meerkat. It's called Periscope. Yes, the video service coming from Twitter that's been hotly anticipated is now available. And it does pretty much the same thing that Meerkat does, live video streaming. But Twitter's saying the main difference between Periscope and Meerkat, it has been more carefully designed. Also, the other big advantage about Periscope, it allows users to save streams on the service. In fact, it does so by default, just so you know. In case you didn't want it to be saved, you might want to turn that off. Ah, Meerkat and Periscope. Woo! Let the cat fight begin. Another little piece of tech news that's kind of been actually well below the radar for Google anyways. You one of these people that you'd like to save data? I know I'm one. Data's not exactly cheap where I live. And any way to use less of it would be highly appreciated. Well, the new Google Chrome extension might just be your savior. Google has launched the Chrome browser extension in beta anyways. Well, just like everything else that Google does, it's beta. Google's basically beta. It has been for, what, 20-some years? Anyways, that reduces your data usage. It's called Data Saver.
Duh.
And what it does is it uses Google's data compression proxy service, say that five times fast, blah, 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 to optimize pages before serving them to your browser. Now, it doesn't work with SSL at the present state, and you'll need Chrome 41 or newer to use the thing. If you're good to go with all those little qualifications, once you install the thing, it's up and running. That's all you gotta do. Another thing that's nice, too, is you can actually click the extension button on your browser toolbar to actually see how much data you have saved. Nice going, Google. I like this. Now, where's the ads? I'm just waiting for the ads to come along. And finally, we're going back over to the UK for our And Finally Today. I told you, there's a lot of little tickly tech news coming out of the UK today. Wouldn't you like to have a free iPad? I mean, come on. Regardless if you're an Apple fan or not, wouldn't you like to have free iPad? Maybe you could go work at the House of Commons. Because that's right, UK taxpayers, every single House of Commons member is going to get an iPad for free. Well, not really for free, on your pound. The parliamentary tech team is handing out cellular-equipped iPad Air 2 units. Yes, iPad Air 2. They don't get the older ones. They're going to get the fresh ones. To all 650 House of Commons MPs. They're saying so they can have a secure way to do business wherever they are. So technology is nice, but how much do you have to pay for that technology, taxpayers? Your new MP iPads are going to cost £1 million. That's roughly about $1.5 million, by the way, for those of you counting in dollars, over 5 years. They're saying it should save money versus printing hundreds of copies of paper documents. Oh, I agree. I'm sure that will save money. But when's the last time you ever seen government actually go paperless? Yeah, I've been hearing about paperless government and work for years now. I've still yet to see it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our lovely website over at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. You can follow me on Twitter as well if you really, really, really want to, at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yeah, I know we've made it. Isn't it fantastic? Friday's... Come on, just say... Oh, yeah, Friday. Yeah, it's wonderful. And now we got the weekend coming up. I hope all of you are going to have a fantastic weekend. I hope you have a great Friday, too. We will be back here on Monday to get you caught up on the next batch of tech news that's going to come out over the weekend. But until then, as always, thank you so much for listening.